Welcome back to another podcast episode. This is the Concrete CEO podcast, where we teach other concrete contractors how to run a business more from the standpoint of a business owner, not necessarily just by being a self-employed contractor. So in today's episode, I have something that I'm super excited to talk about. It is called the virtuous versus the vicious pricing cycles. And I actually learned this by Alex Ramosi. I bet a lot of people that listen to this podcast also know Alex. So I apologize if you already know a little bit about this, but I'm going to relay it exactly, one, what it means, but also how does it relate to us as contractors and how can we learn from it and how can we make our business better from it. And to get started, I wanted to just talk about a story of how I was technically in the vicious pricing cycle. And I didn't really even know it, but now that I've experienced both the virtuous side and the vicious side, I completely understand the difference, and this was probably one of the single biggest things that helped me stay in business. Because honestly, if I didn't move to the virtuous side and I just stayed in the vicious side, I would not be in business today. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I'd probably be working as a salesman somewhere, to be honest, so thank God that didn't happen. So, but what I'm hoping is that this podcast can help you in case you are in the vicious pricing cycle as well. So when I first started in business, this thought occurred to me because I had the best intentions possible. So I know a lot of people, I get tons of hate on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Because a lot of people are like, Tyler, you're a ripoff, you know, like, you're a piece of shit, basically. And it just makes me laugh because they have no idea. Because when I started, I actually was the exact opposite. And it was actually a lot worse for my customers. And let me explain. So when I started, I just had the thought, I was like, well, if I want to serve the most amount of customers and I want to give them the best product, I also want to do that for the cheapest price. And maybe not the cheapest price, but I wanted to be very price competitive, right? You know, quote unquote, market rate. And I thought that I can give the same product and better service for a lower price or the same price as my competition. And so, right, you start out with really great intentions because as people, like, we want to make good money, but we're also not trying to take advantage of others, right? Like, it doesn't feel good to think that you're taking advantage of others. So as I started, it was easy for us to make sales. I thought I was really good at sales, to be honest, which is funny because I hear this all the time from other concrete contractors, maybe not even just other concrete contractors, like other contractors in general. And this is not a good sign. If you're like, man, I close like 70 to 80% of my leads or even 40 or 50%, like that's probably a bad thing. Maybe you could just be really good at sales, but like hear me out here. So that was me, right? I closed a ton of my deals because I was nice to people. I had good service. And my pricing was competitive. So like, why would someone not go with me, right? If they were going to do the project. And that was like what I wanted. So like what I thought was good was happening to me. But on the customer end, and this is something I didn't really even notice that was happening, is the people that want lower prices have a lower emotional investment in the project. Like they more look at it most likely as a pain in the butt and they just want it to go away versus they're not the type of people that are like doing something out of luxury or out of like, I don't know, like a better place, I guess. So you're drawing in some of the wrong customers. So as you price lower, the customer's emotional investment goes down. Also, the perceived value of you as a company goes down. I remember very vividly, there would be some people that appeared to have really great money. Their demeanor was awesome. They just wanted a good product. And I would assure them that at a low price, we could give a really great product and service. And oftentimes I'd even lose those projects in the sales process. And I didn't understand why. And like, as I would follow up with them, a lot of them, they would just say that they moved a different direction. It was almost never due to price. It was like due to some other reason. And I never could understand that. But anyway, so as you continue down this road, you start to be super busy. Because here's the thing. If you're going to charge competitive or low prices, the only way for you to make good money, like the only way is for you to have high volume, right? Because that's kind of like the Walmart model. Like they price low but they sell a ton of goods. And just like Walmart, the only way for us as contractors to make money if we're pricing low is we have to give a ton of volume, like do a ton of projects. But here's the thing, right? Once we do are doing a ton of projects, well, when we started, it was easy to have good service and price low, right? Because we didn't have that many customers. But now all of a sudden, we were doing tons of projects. And not only were we doing tons of projects, but I had to survive. So what does that mean? If I have to do a ton of projects just to survive, and I'm also dealing with people that really don't have a huge emotional investment in their project, they're honestly a little bit pains in the butt. And now all of a sudden, I have less customer service per customer because there's only one of me. And now all of a sudden, I have to service a ton more customers just to make like ends meet, like just to pay the bills, right? Just to pay for my trucks. One of the biggest challenges that I hear other concrete contractors facing is that they're not getting enough leads in their business. And if this is you, if you're looking for more leads, and not just leads, because we all know that there's things like Home Advisor, Angie's List, etc., where you can pay per lead, but those leads are also being sold to other concrete contractors. I'm talking about the leads that specifically reach out to you and your business looking for a quote directly from you. This is the exact type of marketing that me and my team here at Concrete CEO specialize in. If this is something that you're interested in, check the link down below. I'm going to include my email. Just email me over what you're looking for as far as marketing, and we should be able to help you get some more leads, and we could set up a phone call, you and me, just to discuss the marketing strategy of your business, and I can put together a custom game plan for you. So again, if this is something that you're interested in, check the show notes for next steps on exactly how to reach out to us for marketing-related questions. And without further ado, let's get right back into the podcast. And I was in this vicious cycle for 2 years because here's the thing, right? You think that the problem is that you're not doing enough. So you think that, oh man, if I just like have another crew, then I'll be fine. So then you just try and grow. You try to do more volume. And then all of a sudden, your quality gets even worse, right? Because you're not on the job site all the time. And you're getting more and more customer complaints. And you're getting more and more calls. And the crazy part is, like, you know, from the outside view of people looking in, they might say, you know, why don't you hire like an office manager? And then you as the business owner, you're like, dude, there's no way I can hire an office manager, man. Like, I'm doing all this and I pay myself a little bit to take care of my family. But like past that, there's really not that much money, right? So it's not like you have a ton of money in the bank account and you can make these things. Then people are like, man, like if you want to do better projects, like why don't you have better equipment? Oh, I don't have money. Man, like if you want to have better customers, why don't you market? I don't have money to market, right? And that's like this vicious cycle of pricing because then over time, right, you only work off word of mouth. And the only way that you can keep going is you have to win like 50 to 80% of the leads that you get because you don't even have money to do marketing, right? And so if you have to win 50, 80% of the leads, that means that you have to be super price competitive because you're petrified to raise your prices. Because if you raise your prices, you're like, man, I can't go from a 50 to 80% closing rate down, let's say to like a 20% closing rate. Like that would kill you. Then you wouldn't have enough projects. You wouldn't be able to keep your guys busy. You would have all this equipment sitting there doing nothing. And then the game is over, right? That's why they call it the vicious cycle of pricing. Because it's a lose-lose for everyone. You provide less service for your customers. You have a lower emotional investment from your customers. The perceived value of you from your customer's angle goes down. Your results go down because you don't have service people to be able to back you up, right? You're a one-man show, most likely, and you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and it's not good. And then, you know, the even worse problem is a lot of people, they're like, oh man, my business works off word of mouth. Well, guess who these types of customers tell you about? Other types of customers like this. You know what they're saying? They're not saying this. They're not saying, oh man, this concrete company that did my concrete is like, man, you're going to get the best experience from them. And like, you know, they're not telling high quality people about you. Most likely what they're saying is this. Oh man, you have to call ABC Concrete Company because ABC Concrete Company, like I got a hell of a deal from them. And then guess what? these other people are going to reach out to you, and the only way they're going to want to go with you is if you give them a great discount too. So all of a sudden, you get wrapped up in this, like, you're on the low end of the market. People only know you to be cheap. People expect a ton out of you. And in the end, like, you're desperate, right? So you have to do things that you wouldn't do because you're wrapped up in this vicious pricing cycle. That's why it's called vicious. And I lived it, and it sucked. It sucked. So I want to talk about the second half of this podcast, about the virtuous side, but one last thing. So being a concrete contractor, right, just to sum it up, if you're in the vicious pricing cycle, which means that you're on the lower end of the market, like you try to be price competitive, right? Like you don't really want your bid to seem high very often. So your pricing goes down. That means your profits go down. That means the results per customer go down because you literally don't have the money to service them at a higher level. So your service goes down. You don't have money for marketing. You don't have money to hire you back in support, like office staff, maybe sales staff, other things, right? Or better equipment, things that would be able to help you provide a better service to your customers. You don't have money for that. Now you're in the wrong circle and you're looked at as a commodity, right? Like people, when they look at you, even if you do great concrete work, they're going to look at you just like you're a commodity. Like they're like, dude, like it's kind of like if you're selling water, right? Like there's a lot of water companies, like you're going to pay whatever, you know, for store brand, it's like a dollar, let's just say a dollar per water bottle. But then you have other waters that people buy like Fiji and they'll spend $4 or $5 for a water bottle, right? The only difference is the perceived value, right? It's like maybe the water is a little bit better, but like you are the store brand. You're the cheap guy. Like that's what you're looked at as. And the circle that is around you, that's what they expect you to do. And eventually it spirals down, people get burnt out. And even if you don't go out of business because you can't handle it, you will go insane and you're gonna live a shit life. So man, that sounds like really doom and gloom and I'm not trying to like do that. But the only reason I'm doing that is because that was literally me. I almost couldn't make it to the other side. And like I said, I don't even know where I'd be if I didn't move to the other side, which is the virtuous side. Hey, just a really quick break for this podcast. If you're getting value, the only thing that I ask in return is if you could please leave a review and subscribe to this podcast. It helps me out tremendously. And the biggest reason why I'm even doing this podcast is just trying to spread the word, trying to spread some of the information that I've used to grow my own business and hopefully help other concrete contractors. So that's all I have for you. Let's get right back to the show. So the virtuous side is the exact opposite, right? So let's just say all of a sudden now, prices are going up. So if prices are going up, now the emotional investment of our average customer also goes up. Our perceived value goes up. Also, like if you guys don't know what perceived value means, like let me give you this quick example. If I were to label a bottle of wine A, B, and C, and the only thing on that label was the price tag per bottle of wine, let's say $5, $50, and $100. And I were to do a blind taste test, but everyone could see the label of how much these wines costed, $5, $15, $100. In every single study ever conducted, people would prefer the $100 bottle of wine because they say it's better than the $5 bottle of wine, even if all three bottles are the same exact wine. Like literally, if they're the same exact wine, people still want the more expensive one more. It means like nothing actually changed about the wine. The only thing that changed about the wine was the price. So the same thing happens to you. The higher price you are, the more people will want to work with you. It doesn't mean that they will, but they will definitely want to, right? Like you're going to be like the person at high school that everyone wants to date. You're not going to be the freaking loser in the corner that everyone wants to stay away from. And they're only going to date you if they're desperate. Like that's for real how it is. Now, all of a sudden, your results go up. Why do your results go up? Well, now that you're charging more, you can spend a little bit more time on the project. You can make sure things are being done correctly. You all of a sudden will have a little bit more money. You might be able to hire some customer service. Maybe you could bring on a project manager. Maybe you could bring on an office admin. You know, there's so many ways to improve service, but the only way that you're going to be able to get that is if you're pricing correctly. And then now all of a sudden, right, you're not known as the company that's just this cheap company that like, you know, people are willing to accept with mediocre service because you're cheap, okay? Like, people will be coming to you because they hear that you provide a great experience. Man, when you call this company, they always call you back in a timely manner. Man, they're so organized. Man, they do such great work. Man, they're so thorough. Like, this company is so thorough. And then all of a sudden, you're getting referrals from people that actually want a good product and a good service. They don't just want something. Like, maybe these are the type of people that have already been burned in the past by their contractors. They've hired cheap people. They know what it's like. You can't get these people on the phone. They're freaking super scattered. They're not thorough. They're not organized. And it's chaotic, and they don't want to deal with that. And that's a good thing, right? Because, like, that's the thing that what people don't understand. I talk to contractors all the time. They think if you're raising prices, you are hurting the customer. By not raising the prices, you are hurting your customers, because it is not like, I can guarantee you, my competition cannot provide as good of a service as me, at least a lot of them, right? There's probably like 100 concrete contractors in my area. I'd say minimum 90 of them, minimum, cannot do the same product at the same quality with the same service as my business can. And the only reason that I can is because I have to charge the prices. Hey, just a quick break here. After this show, make sure that you check the link down below in the description, and I have something that I call the Concrete CEO Mastermind. The Concrete CEO Mastermind is a place for all of us concrete contractors to go gather. We have a private Facebook community where a bunch of other concrete guys ask questions. We talk about things that we're learning, and overall, we just try to help each other make our businesses better. And on top of that, I also have a whole video series course, everything about sales, marketing. I even have stuff about pricing. I have $10,000 worth of spreadsheets. I have a link for a 14-day free trial down below. So if you're listening to this podcast, you like this content, then you're going to absolutely love the mastermind. So make sure to check that out after the show. And without further ado, let's get right back into the podcast. They'll freak out a little bit. They'll say, well, man, like, I get some people that tell me I'm super expensive. So what? Like, so what? It doesn't matter. You don't have to sell every single person. You do not. Like, when there's a Mercedes sales rep and he's trying to sell a Mercedes, that'd be like if someone said, well, I got a quote from Honda and I'm looking into the Honda Accord, and their Honda Accord is $27,000 and your Mercedes does the same thing as that Honda, but it's $80,000. You're three times more expensive. And the salesman would laugh at you. They'd say, man, like, like, then go buy it. You know, like, if that's what you want, like, that's why free markets, capital markets are an amazing thing. There's different products for different people. And way too many contractors try to be the Hondas, and they try to be the Toyotas, and they try to be the Walmarts. And I'm just saying, if everyone's trying to do that, you're going to be looked at as a commodity. Like, you may as well, like, imagine trying to sell a stock of corn for more money, right? It's like, at the end of the day, it's just a stock of corn. And that's what people are going to look at you as. They're going to look at you as just another concrete contractor. You're displaceable. Like, you're not special, right? That's how they're going to look at you. So as I went from the vicious pricing cycle to the virtuous, man, that is literally when my business turned around. Like, without that, there's no way I could have kept going. There's no way. And since then, you know, we were growing fast when we were in the vicious pricing cycle, but that was out of need. Because what I thought, I was like, man, if we just have more crews, I'm going to make more money. And I need to make more money. And then I would work harder and harder and harder and harder. And my quality was going down. And I still wasn't really making very much money. And so ever since I moved to the virtuous pricing cycle, my reviews have went up. People are happier with us. I can provide a better warranty. We have just a lot more word of mouth, right? And I went, at that time, I was doing $1.1 to $1.2-ish million in business when I started switching to the virtuous pricing cycle. And now, 3 years later, we should do about $4 million of concrete work this year. And that's not the only thing that this attributes to, but I will say that is a huge part of it. So if you're stuck in this cycle, like, here's some of the, in the vicious side, here's some of the things. Again, you're not going to think that you have money for marketing. You're not going to think that you have money for service. You're going to think that the only way out of your issue is to grow, which is not true. I know a lot of one crew companies, and the owner will make $400,000 a year. So you don't have to be big to make money. Like, I would way rather have a one crew business that makes me 400 grand, then have to manage five crews, it makes 300 grand, right? Like, just the bigger you get, the more gray hair you're going to get, the more bald you're going to get, the more fat you're going to get. It's just going to suck. So granted, if you can be on the virtuous side and add more crews, right? So a lot of people, they think I'm crazy. They're like, Tyler, how could you afford to do 15 grand a month in marketing? That's not that much for me. Like 15 grand a month. I mean, I'm not trying to, oh man, I don't want to say that in like a bad way, but like look at it as a percentage, right? 15 grand times 12 is 180,000 divided by 4 million. That's less than 5% of my revenue. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you know, it's a small piece of the pie and it gets me known, right? Like it's going to pay off in the long run. It pays off now. So again, this is the vicious versus the virtuous pricing. You want to be on the virtuous side. This was coined by Alex Hormozi. This was not my idea. I didn't even hear about Alex Hormozi when I made this switch. All I knew is that I was in some downward tornado, and if I didn't get out, I was effed. And so I had to find it the hard way, and I almost lost it. So I hope that this podcast helps you go from the vicious side to the virtuous side. That's it for this episode. I'm going to catch you guys in the next one.